In the previous shiur, Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explained the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, that it brings godliness on two levels. It brings a revelation of godliness that is within the world, malakol almin, the godliness that is revealed in Gan Eden. It also brings a greater godliness, that's called pedes. It also has a keren. It also has a trunk, the permanent part, the principle, that is received as a reward after Mashiach comes, after the resurrection, and that's the godliness that surrounds the world. But all of that can remain hidden and concealed, that the person himself doesn't know it. So here in today's Shir Tanya, in Simen Yud Ches of Igeres HaKedesh, Igeres HaKedesh 18, the Alter Rebbe explains how these two kinds of godliness, the Memala Kol Almin and the Seviv Kol Almin, how they express themselves in the Neshama in a revealed way, in two kinds of Ahava, in two kinds of love. Ksiv, it says in Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ma Yofi Sumano Amt Ahava B'Tainugim. How beautiful and how pleasant are you to be loved with pleasure. Hine beis mine ahava sein. To be loved with pleasure is a certain kind of ahava, a certain kind of love. Because there are basically two kinds of love. Aleph, ahava b'tainugim. The first kind of love is called ahava b'tainugim, a love of pleasure. Dehainu, what kind of love is this? Shemesanig al Hashem inig nifla. He takes great pleasure in godliness. Simcha rabba v'atzuma, with a great intense joy. Simchas ha-nefesh, a joy of the soul. V'kaloisa, and the expiring of the soul expires to God. B'tamo kitev Hashem, when it tastes the goodness of God. And it feels the intense pleasure, pleasantness, which can't be described, literally a foretaste of olam haba shenehanim, in which there's an enjoyment, a pleasure that the neshama has from godliness. And concerning this love, it says that the tzaddikim should rejoice in godliness. Tzaddikim. V'loy kol adam zeichel lazeh. Because not every person merits this. Not every person reaches this level of love in pleasure. Basically, the difference between regular love and love in pleasure is that regular love means a pursuit, a longing, a desire to get closer. So there's an objective, there's a pursuit there. And then there is no pleasure, there's only love. Love of pleasure means when the love is attained, when there is no pursuit, and then pleasure is experienced, because pleasure is felt only when the object of the pleasure is present, not when you have to pursue it. So regular love is the pursuit of the beloved, of the one you love. And pleasure means taking pleasure in the one you love. So that ahava, the ahava that is no longer a pursuit, but a pleasure, this ahava is not accessible in terms of God. To love God on that level is not accessible to everyone. This is the level of the Kohen who serves God b'ru'usa d'liba, as explained in the Zeha. B'ru'usa d'liba means in the inner stirrings of the heart. Because the Kohanim, unlike the Levim, their service in the Beis HaMikdash was silent. The Levim would sing and play on instruments, and their love was expressed externally, outwardly. Whereas the Kohen, his Aveda was silent, inwardly, in the inner part of the heart. And that's where the love of pleasure takes place. Valve Nemar, and this level of Kayin, of Ru'usa Deliba, of Chashoyi, of a silent kind of a service, a silent kind of a love, is Avedas Matana. This is an Aveda that is given as a gift from above. As it says by Pinchas, that the Kohuna was given as a gift. The reason that this love is a silent one, where the other love is a stormy one, is because where there is a pursuit, where there is an objective, where there is a distance between the lover and the beloved, then there is a tumult, then there is a rush and an excitement to close that distance, to overcome the separation, and to be joined and united with the beloved, with the one you love. Whereas when the one you love is available and close, then there is no tumult and there is no noise. V'hazod ha-kodev, and in fact, this level of Ahava b'tainugim is so unique and not accessible to everyone. It is given only as a gift, so much so that any v'hazod ha-kodev, that the person who is not a kohen, who attempts to do the aveda of a kohen, the punishment is a very severe. Because there's no way to attain this level through personal effort. And therefore, Hazor HaKorev, a non-Kayin who wants to approach, he wants to attain the level of Kayin by making human effort, it will fail because there is no way that effort can bring this love. Kimei HaYira, unlike the fear of God, which is attained through personal effort, Shesheyal Imaleha Yagaita Biyira, where the neshama, when it comes back to heaven, is asked, did you strive to attain a level of fear of God? Because their striving and working and trying will guarantee success, that you will reach fear. And woe is to the one who does not strive to attain fear. As he says in the Reishis Chachma, and concerning fear of God, it says in Mishlei, im tevaksho kekesef, if you will seek it like silver, ukimatmeinim tachpesena tchapshena, and you will search for it like a hidden treasure, os tovin yiras Hashem, then you will understand the fear of God. You will attain the fear of God. Melamed, that teaches us, that in order to attain fear, you have to put in a strenuous effort, like one digging for a hidden treasure. So that's all true of fear of God. But this great love, the love of pleasure, is nefeles la'oda me'aleho, it comes to the person of its own, milmaila, from above, beli sheyochin v'yachavin lo, without the person preparing and intending for it to come. It is given as a gift. Ach v'rak, only it comes after ach ha'shenisyageya b'yiras ha'remimus. It will be given only to someone who has already worked and put in an effort to attain a level of fear. And he has already attained all that he is capable of attaining of this fear according to the limits of his neshama. Azai, memele boha ahava b'tainugim b'lmaila, then of its own, this love of pleasure comes from above, lishkein l'his yachidim hayira, to dwell and to be connected with the fear. Ki darke shel ish lachver, etc. We explained in Tanya earlier, in Perek Mem Gimel, that love is called ish. Is called man or male, and fear is called female or woman. And the Torah says, "Darke shel ish lachzer." It is the way, it is the nature of man to pursue a woman. And so the love pursues the fear. Where there is fear, the love comes to join with the fear. So where a person attains the highest level of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hareimimus, then this love, Ava B'Tainugim, is given and comes of its own from above to join that fear. So it's basically a level of for tzaddikim. As it says by Yosef and Binyamin, that Yosef put the silver cup, he hid it in Binyamin's saddlebag. Binyamin is a level of Beinoni. And Yosef is a tzaddik. Yosef a tzaddik. And the silver cup, Kesef, is the love, Ava B'Tainugim, which the tzaddik has, which Yosef has, and he gave it to Binyamin, he gave it to the Beinoni, only it was hidden. The Beinoni didn't know himself that he has it. So although this is a level that not everybody will merit, you have to be a tzaddik, but there are times when from the tzaddik, this love can come to a Beinoni, even if the Beinoni does not appreciate or realize that he has it. In the Hayem Yeim, for the 23rd of Elul, for Chav Gimel Elul, the Rebbe writes, Reb Moshe, Benoi Shel Rabbeinu HaZokin, Reb Moshe was one of the Alter Rebbe's sons, Belomdei V'ruoz Keben Ches or Yud Aleph Shana, when he was learning, and was at the time between 8 to 11 years old, he was learning the Sugya, B'Shvachon Shel Chachomim B'Gitin, the Gemara, where it talks about the greatness, the virtues of the sages, the Gemara Gitin Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Nistapik B'Maimer Rashbi Shom, he was in doubt about the meaning of the last words of the Rashbi, where it says Shonu Midesai Sheyesh Bazer Deis Pirushim. The words "learn my midos" that the Rashbi said has two possible explanations. It means either "limdu teiresai," learn my teira, my teachings, as Rashi says, "oy midosai kipshutei," or it means literally "learn my midos," my character. B'teichkach nichnas Rabbeinu Azokin v'omar. As he was trying to figure it out, the Alter Rebbe came in and he said, B'nigun k'darkei b'kedesh, with a nigun, as was the Alter Rebbe's custom, he said, Teira shenitna lanu kula mideis teves. The Teira that was given to us is all good character traits. Afilu ha'enshim shebohim be'emes chesed v'teiv. Even the punishments are, in the Teira, are in truth kindness and goodness. V'shnei ha'pirushim, so that the two meanings of Shonu Midesai is Echod Heim, the Ha-Boha Talya. The two explanations or the two interpretations are really one, and they are dependent on each other. E'ef Sheliyes Mides Teves, B'li Teva. You can't really have good character traits without Teva. The E'ef Shelu Teva, B'li Mides Teves. And you can't really understand Teva without good character traits. Kechol Hanal Kora Gam HaTzemach Tzedek. The same thing happened to the Tzemach Tzedek, b'hiyesei b'gil chesir alef shana, when the Tzemach Tzedek was of the age between 8 and 11 years old, the same thing happened to him.